Frank and Diane, not their real names, are a married couple from Petaluma who had their identity stolen about 2 years ago. It was a harrowing experience, and in general, they'd rather not talk about it.
You know, just discussing it brings it all back. We haven't really told that many people.
They've now layered themselves in protections. Credit freezes, password-protected accounts.
And there's instructions we have that no money can be withdrawn unless a person that knows me is the only way they can give it to me.
But their ordeal is still not over. They need constantly to be vigilant. And it's knowing that their children's private information is available among thieves.
They have their names, their birth dates, the social security numbers, everything.
That's the worst part of it. They worry about their children's financial future because identity theft victims can have their credit damaged permanently. Bureaus and creditors aren't always willing to remove records of fraudulent charges. Increasingly, young people are having more serious and more common struggles with identity theft than their older age counterparts. Many of them generously share their information online. Few diligently check credit reports. And if it happens when they're young,
often children will not discover that they are the victim of identity theft until they turn 18.
Anne Madrid is an inspector with the Hayward Police Department and co-founder of the Identity Theft Council.
Social Security, if you go to them and say, I need to change my Social Security number because all of this fraudulent information is there, what they'll say is, no, we don't do that, which is a big problem because those children then, they can't apply for credit with their own Social Security number.
Madrid says she sees many cases of identity theft in foster children. A lot of their personal information is out there and their lives tend to be hectic.
They can't get an apartment. They can't apply for any credit. Essentially, their life is stopped and they no longer exist according to the commercial financial world.
Fortunately, Frank and Diane's kids had a mom who tried hard to protect them and, when necessary, make them protect themselves.
With what we know what this can lead to. But with our children, you know, who are college age, they're more lackadaisical about this because they don't see the long-term effects. And it was very hard for me to stay on them. The agencies wouldn't talk to, you know, at 18, you know. So they had to be making all the calls. Basically, they had to-do lists that I gave them every day that says, you got to call these. I don't care what you do. You got to call them and straighten this out.
And while Frank and Diane might not like talking about their family's experience, they do have advice to offer.
Put passwords everywhere you can.
There's a lot of agencies out there that can help you. Take advantage of them because you can't really do it by yourself. Get some professional assistance to go through the procedures. Be diligent on security. Shred anything that has your name, address, phone number. Be very cautious on giving out your social security number.
They wouldn't wish this experience on anyone. It's fundamentally changed their whole family.
I'm always looking over my shoulder at what's going to happen next. We will never be out of the woods because the minute I open up the credit, they'll come after it again. You know, at my age, I can deal with it. What I feel sorry is for our children because they're going to have to deal with that for the rest of their lives.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vinton.